We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning again from Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Rameya the Rabbanon. The Gemara brought that in Machlokes Rameya the Rabbanon, if you could be soimich on Shituf to cover and make it adequate for the Erev Chatzeris, or the Erev Chatzeris for the Shituf. That means there are two type of Eruvin, Erev Chatzeris and a Shituf Mavois, because you have the alleyways, which courtyards are open to alleyways, and houses are open to courtyards. And they're both problems to carry in without an Erev. So Shaila is the Erev on the Mavi work also cover you also for the Chatzeris, and the Erev Chatzeris cover you also for the Mavi. That's the Machlokes in this Brisa. And another fact is that the way to make an Erev is Erev Chatzeris dafka with bread. Erev Shittu Mavayas could be done even with wine or other things. It doesn't have to be dafka bread. So let's chaza over the Gemara again. It's like 6-7 lines or 10 lines from the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Ma'ir me'ir Rabbanon, Tanya, learn the Raisa, ma'ir me'chatzeris pas. The way you make an Erev chatzeris with pas with bread, and rochel arav yayin, ein ma'arav, wine does not work. Mishtatvim b'mavi, when you do a sheet of b'mavi, b'yayin, you could do use wine. When rochel shtatvim pas, shtatvim, you want to use bread, you can use bread. Now comes the important line. Ma'arav me'chatzeris, mishtatvim b'mavi. It sounds like that even though you made an Erev chatzeris, you still need a sheet of b'mavi. Why? The reason is because if you just make, let's say, a shittuf in the mavi, the people in the chatzah don't see anything. They say, oh, we don't need an erev. They're going to forget about the whole din erev. And therefore, they're misaking, you need both. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara, from this words. And Rash learns the opposite way also. You can't be soimich on a sheet, you know, you make an erev and say, I don't need a shittuf anymore because I have an erev chatzeris that's being meyachid everything. Because also, I'm going to forget about the din called Shituf. And Rashi does speak out that if, let's say, you have five courtyards, each courtyard has five houses. Each courtyard made an Erev for itself, not with each other, for itself. And then you made a Shituf Mavoyas. So then, even Rameyer agrees, you will not need another Erev Chatzeris to miyache, to unify all the courtyards. Because since you have an Erev in each courtyard for itself, so it's not going to forget about an Erev, and the sheet of Mavoyis, it unifies all the Chatzeris. So that would be enough. That means Erev Chatzeris, the two ways to make Erev Chatzeris, either each Chatzer for itself, or all five Chatzeris to each other. So he's saying, everyone agrees that if each Chatzer made an Erev for itself, and then you made a sheet of Mavoyis, that's enough. The Machlokes is, when you just have Shittuf Mavoyis, or you just have Erev Chatzeris, which actually unifies all the Chatzeris, is that enough without a sheet of? So Rameh holds it's not enough. Either one will be enough. So now the Gemara limits this machlokes. Pligi barav mechumi v'rava tu amroim chad ama bepas the kulei amle pligi v'chadasagi. This man, one of these man the Amram say that if you use bread for, let's say, use the bread for the shituf, lekulei ama loy pligi the v'chadasagi. It's enough. Either you use it for shituf or you use the erev chatzeris. It's enough. Now, why if it's used for shituf is enough? So Rashi explains, because pas works for Erev Chatzeris, then Ramei would agree it works for both. Ki pligi b'yayin. The machlekes is by wine. What's the machlekes? So Rashi explains that by wine doesn't work for Chatzeris. So how can a sheet of Mavayas work to unify all the Chatzeris also and let them carry in the Chatzeris also from the houses? Yayin doesn't work. So that's Ramei holds. But the Ramban hold migu, that it works for the sheet of Mavayas, it will work also for Erev Chatzeris. So just this one kash from the Shayim ask is that when it says bapas kuyam lepligi, balachara, what happened to forgetting about Erev Chatzeris? The children are going to see no Erev in their chatzer, they're going to in their house in the chatzer, they say, oh, no such thing as Erev. So that's the Shayim answer. Since using pas, they're going to realize that it's Erev Chatzeris. But there's a kasha the other way, which I didn't find anyone asked the kasha. It's really my chavrus's question, that it says, by yayin we're arguing. So why does Ramei hold yayin doesn't work? Which is the whole reason why Pshat Ramei is, because yayin doesn't work for the houses, because you need a pass. So it's Beikar HaDin that Shittu advice yayin doesn't work. Not because Lesha Keach Taras Erev. It sounds like if you say amigo or not. So it's Beikar HaDin. What's Pshat in the Lashon of the Bryce? It says, Lesha Keach Taras Erev Min HaTanoikas. I don't have a taras to that. So that's one Amira who says the Machlokes is by Yayin, by Pas Kulei Amalei Pligi. V'chad Amar, by Yayin, the Kulei Amalei Pligi. On top of Ayin, Bezim, and Aleph, the Chad Amar, by Yayin, the Kulei Amalei Pligi. By Yayin, everyone agrees to be an entirety. Everyone agrees that there does not help. Even the Rabbanu will agree. You don't say Amigu, and a Shituf from a voice with Yayin will not be adequate to cover and unify for the Erev Chatzeris. Keep Pligi, by Pas. Machlokes is by Pas. And then we understand. Machlokes is, do you say Shloi Shekech Taras Erev? The Machlokes is by Pas. From the Brice we just learned. Either one's enough, even if you do Shitif in the way Shitif is usually done, which is wine. My love, and that's adequate for everything. And that's enough. So you see, not like the Mandiyama who says that by Yayin, Kuliyama loy pligi to be an entirety. It's the kasha on the second Mandiyama. Because here it's Mashma that according to Rabbanon, they make a Shitif b'mavi b'yayin, that's enough. No, either use bread for the Erev Chatzeres that covers you for the Chatzeres and the Mavi, or you mishtat Mavi bepas and that mutarim kamikan, that is adequate for both. So what it means is, if you do the second one, the chalikas is by pass, and Rabbanon is saying by pass, if you do Erev or a sheet of Mavois, but with bread, that'll be enough. What's halacha l'mayis? So the point is Gemara. At least Amar Avudam Rav halacha k'rameya. We passing like Rameya. He said passing Rameya, which is a chumrah. Passing Rameya that you need a erev and a shita. Rav Huna a minik Rameya. The halacha minik means that you don't pass the Rav. Minik just means if they ask you privately, you tell them that's halacha. Rav Yechonam a naguam k'rameya, which means that you don't give that psak, but if someone does it, you're not meicha, like Rashi says. The avod lemechin, you're not meicha. That's what it means. Now, there's an important kasha Taisa speaks about here. What do you mean? Here, it's a chumrah. So what does it mean that if he does like Ramei, not Meicha? Let him make Erev and a Shita. What do you care? Like, what? Meicha on a chumrah? So Taisa says two mahalach, and I'll say one of them, the simple one. He says, it's nafmi is like this. Let's not make the Shita of Mavayis but pass, right? So now he wants to make Erev Chatzeris. The loch is to make Erev Chatzeris, to make a bracha. So if you're going like Rameya, you make a bracha, you make Erev Chazeres. But you might say, no, you can't make a bracha, it's bracha latala. Teretz is, you go like Rameya, ain't a meicha. So it's not, there's a kula also, you're making a bracha, and that's why it passes the din of kula. How do we paskin? Meis, the Ramah paskins, not like Rameya, Ramah paskins that we are saimich on a shitav. If you make a shitav, it covers you for Chazeres, and even with wine, and that is why we don't put the Erev Chazeres in a house. The halacha is, Erev Chazeres, like Tais speaks out over here, has to always put in a base dira. You can't put an Erev Chazeres in a shul or in a courtyard. It has to be in a house. Shitav advice can be put into a shul or into a courtyard. But Erev Chazeres put into a house. We don't put into any house. So Zokter Amar, the reason is because we are making a shitav advice, and that's adequate to cover Erev Chazeres. That's what we're paskin. And he holds our Erev Chatzeres is a sheet of advice, that's how he passed like the Ramah. Look at the Mishnah, the new Mishnah. Chamisha Chaburos Shoshovsu Vatrak Lanacha. There were five Chaburos who lived in a big mansion. And they each had a separate room. And the question is, unless there was other people in the courtyard also, besides his mansion, there's a few other houses in the courtyard, do these five people in the mansion consider five houses or one house? So what's the Machlaikis? Beisham Erev Chol Chaburah V'Chaburah. Each separate room needs an Erev. We're talking about here, like the Rishonim speak out, they did more than 30 days. The question is each room considered a different house or not? So Beishame says, Erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. Each room is considered a separate house. Erev echel kulon. One person gives, if the house is considered like one, and they only have to give one Erev. Just like the halacha is, if five people live in a courtyard, five different houses, they make an Erev, and now they want to go and make an Erev to another chatzah. So one guy brings the Erev. Here also, one Erev is enough, because they're like together already. They're like an automatic Erev. And the Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about a certain type of partition here, that it wasn't mamish five separate rooms. There was like a small partition in between them. The Gemara is going to explain it to us, and that's the B'chagis B'sham V'Sillah, if that small partition makes into five separate rooms. But the Mishnah ends off, Amoidim is mamish v'ksas b'shurim v'chadorim v'aliyash and shrichin erev v'chachaburah v'chaburah. They're both moida that if you have solid walls in between, or you have different floors, and they have different places to live, like apartment building, that is pashut, that's Erev Chol Chabura V'Chabura. Even though it's the same building, but if it has solid, different walls, solid partitions between them, or different floors, then a pashut, you need an Erev for every Chabura V'Chabura. So like it only is by small partitions, like the Gemara hasn't explained to us. Omer Rav Nachman, Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if you live in one mansion with partitions, there's Machloikis, if it's called one house, or it's called five houses. Where is, what's the Machloikis? What's the Kudus of Machloikis? The Gemara is going to have a few different stardom here. I'm Rav Nachman. Machloikis b'mesipis. Machloikis is where you have this low wall that's made out of twigs, less than 10 tefachim high. And each guy lives in his own partition, but he doesn't have such solid walls. So there, Beis Shammai says that's called a wall, it's called five separate houses. Beis Hillel says no, it's one house. But if you have mechitza asara, mechitza of 10 tefachim, even though it's a masipis, The halach is, it's an Erev, l'chol chabur, v'chabur, it's five separate houses of kuli yama. That's the first lashon of Rav Nachman. Now, the kuli yama, if it's a 10 tefachim high wall, separate houses. Ikedam, Rav Nachman, af mesipas machlekes. Which means that even mechitza asara is a machlekes, but don't say that by Shammai holds that when it's less than asara, it's nothing, it's one house. Af mesipas machlekes. Even if it's less than 10 tefachim, by Shammai argues. So far we have a wall less than 10 tefachim, more than 10 tefachim. So, for the first lashon, the machlekes is dafka less than 10 tefachim, but more than 10 tefachim, look, kuli yam, it's five separate houses. For the second lashon, no. Even if it's 10 tefachim high, it's a few raised hillel, it's one house. But they argue by both cases, by mechitza asara and by less than asara, according to Beis Shammai, it's five separate houses. According to Beis Hillel, it's one house. Now we're going to have Amarayim, two more Amarayim, we'll say something else. Pligi bar Rav Chiya Rav Shimon, Barabi. Chad omar machlekes mechitza gias atikra. One says the machlekes is, even by mechitzas amigias atikra. That means you have mechitzas hanging from the roof. And it goes straight down, top to bottom, more than asara tvachim, told at the roof. So that case is a machlekes. Beis Shammai says it's five separate rooms, and Beis Hillel says it's still one. Av mechitzas she'em gias tikra, dira kol erev echa l'kulam. But if it's not gias tikra, even if it's 10 tefachim high, erev echa l'kulam. Now you have to speak out what Tosfos speaks out. The L'chari L'fizeh was saying the machlekes is by gias tikra, so then why am I the moida by chadarim aliyas? It said in the Mishnah that by chadarim aliyas, that moida is five separate houses. Here it goes to the roof, so it's five separate houses. Well, so Tosfos speaks out, they're talking about mechitzas arayk gun yerioys, like curtains, shemav sikin atikra. It says mechlekes is when it gives atikra means talking about curtains, not a solid wall. V'chadamar mechlekes mechitzas she'em gives atikra. Mechlekes is megias she'em gives atikra, which means that it's more than asara, but it doesn't reach the roof, reach the ceiling. Mechitzas megias atikra, mechitzas reach the ceiling, they're called tzurichin erev v'chol chabur v'chabur. They're called, you need erev v'chol chabur v'chabur. That means there's three different combinations of it, three different cases, basically. Either you have a mesipis less than asara, you have a wall more than asara, or you have a wall that reaches the tikra. So there's three ways. The machlekes either can be when it reaches the tikra, or the machlekes can be when it's more than asara, or the machlekes can be by mesipis, which is less than asara, or the machlekes can be both mesipis and asara. There's a bunch of combinations of what the machlekes is, and it's good to remember what it is to understand the mesipis. You have to know all the different shitas. And we just spoke out that the Mishnah says Chadarim Valiyah. He says Ma'idah is because there, according to right now, the Gemara, like Tais is saying, is there was a solid wall. Masha'inki, and these things were just curtains.